Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We realized that kids were coming to school without a belt. With your pants sagging, that shows a negative attitude towards you. So we want to teach the children, if you want to be respected, and if you want respect, then you have to give it.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. With the gold in your mouth, hat turned sideways, pants hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool. Walking downtown with your pants on the ground. Get him up. Hey, get your pants off the ground.
That's funny. I actually played that for my kids like in the last week. Weird that
really?
I would hear that. Hadn't heard that in 20 years.
How long ago was that?
Jeez, a long, long time from American Idol. But the story that we're referring to is, what state is this in, Michael, where they decided?
South Carolina.
Free belts for high school students. I don't think they can't afford a belt is the problem, but I guess the message is, get your pants up.
Yeah, that's funny. I think it's a stunt more than anything,
to bring up
the topic. Yeah.
Anyway, we're on the topic of education. I thought that'd be nice to jam in there. This is just breaking. So we'll talk more about this later. The Biden administration is expected to announce as soon as today, I guess, that they're going to relieve up to $10,000. Relieve. Got to use my finger quotes and italics and highlight it and underline it.
Yeah, don't adopt the lying language. Let's use our own.
The Biden administration has decided that every taxpayer is going to have to foot at least part of the bill for people who decided to go to college and take out a loan. Why? I'm not exactly sure. Well, to buy votes, as Joe has been pointing out. But anyway, up to $10,000 of student loan will get wiped out by the taxpayer if you make less than $125,000 a year, which, geez, I'm glad you drew the line somewhere. That seems like pretty high, but...
Well, and they're going to announce this policy.
Yeah.
I believe it is going to be struck down by the courts fairly quickly, which means they are going to whiplash the people who it's intended to bribe, which is not the greatest strategy ever, but we'll see.
So we talked about that a lot last hour. If you miss an hour, you can get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. We'll talk about it more coming up. But this is just breaking. More than $10 billion in student loans for public workers canceled ahead of the broader Biden announcement that we were just talking about.
Canceled.
So that's breaking news, and we'll have to look into more of the details on that.
Wow, so if you're a government employee, you get the candy first. Solidifying another constituency that always votes left. Unfreaking believable. It's so naked at this point. No, we're bribing, we're just giving money to the constituencies who vote for us.
Bingo.
So do you remember, of the many controversial shootings that have happened over the last couple of years, the Breonna Taylor case, the no-knock raid, she's shot dead, she didn't do nothing. If you don't remember it, more details will be filled in as I get into this story right here. But yesterday, a detective named Kelly Goodlett pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy for making false statements to secure the very search warrant that was used for Taylor's home and then lying to cover her tracks after she got the illegal warrant. Goodlett was one of four officers facing federal civil rights charges for their role. And boy, those civil rights charges are going to be big. They're going to be come swinging with those, I think. Don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
Four officers, and then whatever civil, you know, lawsuits are going to happen. Four officers facing federal civil rights charges for their role in Taylor's death, and her role was particularly pernicious. I'm reading here from the actual report on it. In the application for the search warrant for Ms. Taylor's home, Joshua Janes, a former detective who's among those facing charges, claimed that he had, quote, verified through a U.S. postal inspector that Mr. Glover, that was Taylor's former boyfriend and suspected drug dealer, if you remember the story, was having packages sent to her apartment. Mr. Janes later admitted that he had not spoken with any postal inspector, completely made that story up. In court documents, prosecutors have said that Mrs. Goodlett knew that he had made up that story in the warrant applications, which was turns out to be false, of course, and that she had added another misleading statement when she asserted that Mr. Glover had been using her address as his own.
Man, Peter Strzok should have hired these people at the FBI.
As Ms. Taylor's death attracted more public attention, prosecutors said Ms. Goodlett and Mr. Janes met in Mr. Janes' garage and decided to tell investigators that the warrant had been based not on the verification of a postal inspector, but often on an offhand comment by a sergeant. Mr. Janes has repeated that claim, but federal prosecutors said that that, too, was a lie. So they got caught in their original lie, made up another lie. As a result of Goodlett's misconduct, Louisville police searched or served a warrant based on false information, broke into an apartment that they never should have raided. Police have been granted a no-knock warrant, but used quick-knock tactics. They pounded on the door briefly before breaking it down. Police then faced Taylor's armed boyfriend. He testified that he'd never heard the police identify themselves.
Again, this is not the old boyfriend who may or may not deal drugs.
Right.
This is just a guy who's dating her.
Yeah, this is just her boyfriend. They ain't done nothing. And we all know how it went down from there. That's just a very, very disappointing story. I mean, for the obvious reasons, you know, she didn't need to die. They shouldn't have been able to get that warrant. And also, I want to phrase this correctly. I was going to say it gives ammunition to, but that's not the right way to say it because it's beyond just ammunition. It's proof. It gives proof to people who want to make the argument that there is systemic, you know, getting around the rules for certain people. Now, proving that that was different because they were black than they would have done for white people is it's a different topic, but
I would suggest that another high-profile law enforcement story in which three Arkansas law enforcement officers were beating the bejesus out of a white guy who they already had on the ground incapacitated and wasn't resisting, that would suggest that it's much more about lack of adherence to the rules than anything specifically racial. I mean, one doesn't prove or disprove the other. I'm just saying, you know, there's great cops and there's bad cops, and it has to do with the cops, not the color of the skin of the person involved, generally.
Well, it's something society can't put up with no matter what.
Sure.
I mean, if it's for racial reasons, that makes it worse specifically for a particular group. But society shouldn't put up with this at all no matter what. You can't have cops just decide, yeah, I think there's something fishy with those people. So you freaking make up a variety of things so you can go knock on their door in the middle of the night and scare the crap out of them. And then when you get caught, you lie some more.
With an innocent young woman lying dead and her boyfriend, you know, maimed by bullets.
Yeah.
It's awful.
That is a horrible story.
If you're new to the show, it's probably worth mentioning. Our point of view here is law enforcement needs to be respected, needs not to be slandered, needs not to be defunded, that sort of thing, but it absolutely needs to be held accountable. Police are government officials who are granted awesome powers, not like, hey, that's awesome, man, but like inspiring awe, awful powers to deny you your freedom and indeed to take your life if it is justified. And a government official who is entrusted with that sort of power needs to be carefully watched. Who will watch the watchman, as the ancient saying goes? And, you know, libertarian types, I mean, like hardcore libertarians, refer to cops as bureaucrats with guns. I think that's a little dismissive, a little snarky.
But it makes a good point.
Well, yeah, absolutely. If you're a lover of liberty, the idea that any government official should be allowed to run roughshod over you physically and in terms of your rights, I mean, what are you thinking? Respect the police. Don't worship the police.
And, of course, everyone should wonder, how often does this happen where somebody doesn't get killed, they just get roughed up or arrested or whatever, and didn't have it coming at all?
Right. Well, it's a hobby of mine. I cannot resist reading a story about somebody who was falsely convicted and incarcerated, or, God forbid, executed. I read those things all the time. And I am a staunch conservative. I'm staunchly pro-law enforcement, good law enforcement, because I know how important it is. But the number of false convictions, crooked convictions, of this sort that you're describing, crooked prosecutors, it's extremely troubling. And if you love liberty, the idea of somebody being denied their liberty without justification ought to horrify you.
Well, yeah.
It's a balancing act. That's the entire idea of this country. We're going to empower the government just enough to keep order and to preserve our liberties, but no more.
Yeah, it's weird how these things get couched a lot of times in the political labels, and that conservatives are law and order and liberals aren't. But what could be more conservative than the government doesn't get to barge into your house on made-up reasons?
You cannot condemn the Mar-a-Lago raid and support the Breonna Taylor raid. Unless you're just a tribalist who just, you know, barks whatever your tribe is barking.
And what is troubling in these stories always to me is, I get the one bad apple thing, but you got four people here that were meeting in that person's garage who knew they had lied and
sure.
cooked up more lies. Four of them. And it's kind of, it'd be childish to think they're the only four. But, yeah, that's rough.
You know, one more balancing statement. I get how cops who are under pressure and duress and the threat of violence and death, they become a team and they look out for each other because they do look out. They preserve each other's life and limb a lot. And if one of you is in trouble, I get the desire to rally around and help them because the perception is we do an extremely difficult job. A mistake was made. I'm not going to hang out my buddy to be hanged for a mistake. But we all know human beings and we all know our flaws, and sometimes that goes way too far in a way that, again, somebody who loves liberty just cannot tolerate. It's a question of balance.
Good one. That's a troubling story.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Too many troubling stories. Let me what do I have that's not terribly troubling?
What's Gary Busey up to today?
Poop complaints have risen in every San Francisco neighborhood in the past decade except for one. That's right, folks. You who don't live and work around the San Francisco or the Bay Area. People defecate on the streets so much.
How many people have ever number two'd on a sidewalk or a street ever? I gotta believe the percentage is very small. I never have.
What am I? I'm not even gonna dignify that with what are you looking around the room? How about you, Michael? How often do you crap?
Just twice.
Okay, twice. That's fair. Anyway, it happens
how
so
about
often.
You, Michael?
I mean, it's like garbage collection or delivering drinkable water. That's just part of cleaning up the human fecal matter.
Fecal matter.
Some of the statistics are astonishing.
Okay.
I have that for you.
I want to hear that. We have some more on the whole student loan forgiveness, as it's being so called. Some of the comments on the right side of this argument that you should hear, in case you end up in an argument with your friends over this. Among other things, on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Everyone knows how beneficial therapy can be, but traditional therapy can be overwhelming, confusing, and inconvenient. When scheduling in-person therapy, it can be difficult to find the right therapist near you, and it can take weeks to get on their calendar. We knew there had to be a better way, and that's where BetterHelp began. I'm Danny, co-founder of BetterHelp Online Therapy. When Alana and I started BetterHelp in 2013, our mission was simple. Find a way to make professional therapy accessible, affordable, and convenient for everyone. BetterHelp works around your schedule and lifestyle. You can connect to a therapist by phone, video call, or even text message. You don't even have to turn on your camera if you don't feel comfortable. And if your therapist isn't the right fit, you can switch anytime with a click of a button, because BetterHelp is designed with you in mind. See why over 2 million members have trusted BetterHelp for online therapy. Go to BetterHelp.com/mygoals and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/mygoals for 10% off your first month.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all that's said, so if that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The dollar is in grave danger as Russia and China recruit more nations into their anti-dollar alliance known as BRICS. If this continues, how much longer until the dollar is worthless? Stephen K. Bannon here. I urge you to get Birch Gold's free info kit on safeguarding your savings into a gold IRA. To get your free copy, text the word SAFEGUARD to 989898. With inflation continuing to explode, it's critical you take action today. Text SAFEGUARD to 989898 right now.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtle. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We are going to get into the so-called student loan forgiveness that is being announced, I think, today. Some of it has already been announced today, and it's got some of the country really, really riled up. Not enough of the country, in my opinion, riled up, but some of the country riled up.
Illegal, immoral, bad economics, bad governance, bad management of the university system. It fails on every conceivable test.
And I think these things might fit together. You know that we've talked about that Reddit thread of the anti-work crowd, millions of people that post every day about the anti-work. It's just this idea that work is wrong and we shouldn't have to do it. Yeah. But I've got a little more on that philosophy that might fit in with some of this other stuff.
Hmm.
The student loan forgiveness and not having to pay your debts and I don't know.
As do I. Okay. All right. We'll have that coming up. Plus, we're going to check in with Mike Lyons about the situation in Ukraine. So a lot of good stuff to come. That's just a tiny sliver of it. You know what 911 is, right, when we call 911? And what's the new, is it suicide prevention is 811?
Jesus, should
don't
know
take
that.
My word for it.
Should
I should.
Know that.
We should, yeah. As, you know, major radio celebrities. Maybe
Alex, yeah, look that up for us, will you? We got to get the right number on that.
Yeah, anyway. Because for all I know, that's some sort of sex line. I doubt it. But.
Oh, jeez. Well, I don't know. Your suicidal sex line might be what pulls you out of it.
At least for a while.
It wouldn't
anyway.
Hurt.
Anyway, San Francisco has the 311 hotline, which allows people to make requests of city service representatives to come clean up the poo. The city has received, since 2012 when it opened, hundreds of thousands of complaints about human or animal waste in the streets. And having spent many, many, many delightful pre-dawn hours walking the streets of San Francisco to get to the radio ranch in that city, sometimes you can't exactly tell whose poo it is, but you know it's poo. And
you know,
that's enough, isn't it?
This is a gross topic.
It absolutely is. We're discussing, well, you know what we're discussing.
Fecal matter.
That's right. Over that period, the number of these calls has been steadily increasing in every San Francisco neighborhood, with one exception. I would say the experiences of us and everybody connected with the show and friends and people who work in the city, you know, that would echo that. Yes, it's getting worse and worse. Chronicle, San Francisco Chronicle analysis of feces-related services, request of 311, show that the Tenderloin is the only neighborhood to see a decrease in these complaints in the last decade.
Wow, that's, if you don't know San Francisco, kind of legendarily the grittier part of San Francisco.
There is a Freakonomics explanation of it, though, Jack, coming up. While the average neighborhood saw nearly 400% increase in calls from 2012 to 2021, the Tenderloin actually saw a 29% decrease.
More fiber in the other neighborhoods? They're eating blocks of cheese in the Tenderloin? Is that
too much cheese in the Tenderloin?
Hey, everybody, I just took a Nancy Pelosi's driveway.
Good morning.
Oh. Oh, I've forgotten about that story.
The young activist who, well, he activated his bowels anyway.
And the problem is, you think you're making a big a stink, if you will, protesting the Speaker of the House in San Francisco, and nobody notices because it's everywhere.
Right, right. It's like, I'm gonna protest Nancy Pelosi by throwing this empty McDonald's bag down on the ground. Nobody will know. Anyway, the reason the Tenderloin has decreased, because it was so poopy. They instituted all sorts of programs, including putting up porta-johns here, there, and everywhere, because everybody is crapping in the streets so much. So the Tenderloin, unique among San Francisco neighborhoods, has public poopatoriums aplenty.
And we'll be crapping in the streets.
Otherwise, you could walk from one end of the Tenderloin to the other without actually touching pavement, if you know what I mean.
This is the worst segment you've ever done.
Wake up and smell the filth!
I act like I'm not involved.
So anyway, fascinating statistics from the city by the bay.
Just a little tsunami to wipe the streets clean would be nice. You know, just like ankle deep. Don't want anybody to get hurt, but clean the streets a little. If you miss an hour, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is it. Your last chance to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearing House. There are just days left to enter. Win $5,000 a week for your life. Then after that, someone you choose gets $5,000 a week for their life. But you must enter at PCH.com before it's too late. Leave a legacy for your loved ones. Hurry, time is running out. So enter now at PCH.com. $5,000 a week forever. Don't miss your last chance to win it this August 31st. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/29. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For years, the Redding Rancheria has given back to our community. Friday, September 9th, marks the 20th anniversary of the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Since its inception, the fund has granted approximately $3.8 million in support of our community. This year, we will be celebrating 66 organizations that we have been able to help, with an evening surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping us to continue the cycle of giving. The 20th anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner is brought to you by this station and proud sponsors.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
British.
So my favorite food in the world is popcorn, and I have it for breakfast like every single day. If you don't like it, I don't appreciate it.
Valley good.
I'm Callie from the Valley, and if you don't give me my Starbucks right now, like, I'm gonna snap.
Ariana Grande.
One last time, I'm meant to be the one to take you home.
Kylie Jenner.
Stormy.
Happy birthday in Spanish.
Te deseamos todos cumpleaños feliz.
Shakira.
Bala cabe, de noche bala cabe.
What the hell was that?
That was, go ahead, Michael.
From TikTok, another one of their challenges. How many accents and impressions can you do in like 60 seconds? They give you a time, they just start throwing them out. And so you got to do them.
Wow. Yeah, she's talented, that gal there.
I've got Angry Hick. I can do that one. I can also do Tired Hick. And
slightly less angry Hick.
Laughing Hick, I can do that. By the way, TikTok, a Wall Street analyst compares TikTok to crack cocaine, saying the growing domination of short-form video may ruin the Internet. We'll have to talk about that more later. That's a Wall Street analyst looking at the prospects for big Internet companies. Anyway.
Oh, you know, speaking of serious analysts, I read some pretty serious analysis of Facebook and where it is as a corporation right now. It has some serious problems brewing, so we'll get to that eventually.
It's the six-month anniversary of the war in Ukraine starting, coincidentally, on their Independence Day. We're going to talk to Mike Lyons about where we are in the war right now to kick off hour three of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
I'm sorry, it occurs to me we should refer to it as the six-month mark from the third invasion of Ukraine.
Right. Good point.
In effect.
So there's a lot going on today with responsibility and work and education and all these different things with the story that the Biden administration is going to have taxpayers foot the bill for some of the student loans. When the details come out, we'll hit you with more of those. And there are help wanted signs all over the place. It's a unique time in American history right now where there are so many open jobs that more people are quitting their jobs than ever before. The balance of power between boss and employee is different than it's ever been in my lifetime. I can't imagine what it would feel like to be like in a McDonald's employee or Walmart employee or whatever. I mean, it's different than it was when I was younger. You pretty much had to put up with whatever, or
oh my goodness,
you're going to be shown the door. And now, it would seem, from my observation reading various stories, you and your friends can get together and say, look, we're going to quit unless X happens. And they might likely do X, because if you walk out the door, they can't function. They can't hire anybody. So it is kind of interesting. We've talked before about the anti-work thread on Reddit. Anti-work. It's people who, more or less, the philosophy is they don't believe in work, or at least the work-life balance is out of control, or all employers are mean, and but a lot of it is we just shouldn't have to work. And there are 2 million people on this thread, and there's a lot of stuff about how unfair it is that I have to work so much. And
what the hell are you talking about? Signed, squirrels, beavers, and literally every living creature on Earth.
Excellent point. Excellent point.
I shouldn't have to conduct photosynthesis all day. Signed, a blade of grass. Anyway, back to you.
Quiet quitting has been really popular. I check the anti-work thread regularly. It amuses me somehow. But the quiet quitting has been a hot topic for the last month or so. Joe brought us that. The idea that you don't leave your job because you want to keep getting the paycheck, but you kind of quit while still going and getting paid. You just don't do anything.
Do the bare minimum.
Anyway, I take in a lot of different media from a lot of different places, and I was listening to a podcast where they were talking about this kind of from an economist's point of view, and I thought it was interesting, being somewhat not charitable, but trying to understand the different attitudes toward work than we had when we were younger. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is the social safety net. There's no chance you're going to starve in America. So that has been more or less eliminated as a penalty. And that, I think that plays a big role.
Yeah, I'd say that's a hell of a penalty.
But two different things to look at it, ways to look at it. One is there wasn't the plethora of other things to do not that many years ago that were that fantastic. I mean, nobody's ever, you know, everybody mostly would like rather stay home than go to work if you're given the choice. You think you'd do that for a while and you'd be miserable. But there also wasn't, if my dad stayed home from work back in the day, the options for things to do were much more limited than they are now.
Well, and the question arises, who would he do it with? Because everybody else was at work.
Right. There's just so much more entertainment and stuff like that. So the perception that there are better things I could be doing with my life is just different now than it was not that many decades ago, don't you think?
Yeah, I see your point. Yeah, there's so many readily available options to amuse yourself. Yeah.
Right. And then the other angle of it being whether or not you get fulfillment from your work. And that has been an interesting change in recent years. Remember when Obamacare started going and Nancy Pelosi said, you know, now an artist can decide they want to be an artist and they don't have to worry about health care. You know,
or a guitar player or a poet.
Yeah, the reaction from people like me is everybody wants to be a poet, an artist, or a guitar player. Everybody'd love to. What if everybody decides, you know what, I'm going to be an artist, using finger quotes. I'm not good enough at it to actually earn any money, but somebody should pay for my health care because that's what I think I ought to do with my life. I ought to follow my bliss. I want to, what was that phrase? Maybe Michael remembers it. We had a great clip of that. Somebody pursuing their joy or, what was that? Remember that?
Makes your heart sing.
Yeah, that's having a job that makes your heart sing.
Ugh.
That was actually on 60 Minutes. From the labor secretary or somebody talking about how important it is that, you know, people have a job that makes their heart sing. Nobody.
And that wasn't even, it wasn't mocked. That was greeted with, oh, yes, yes.
And that's new, right? Because nobody like, well, my age, really, or certainly my dad's age, really got out of high school and thought, you know, the number one thing I need to do is find a job that makes my heart sing. You just wanted to find a job that allowed you to live. To pay rent.
Your stomach stop singing.
Or your...
Boy, I tell you what, I bolting these wheels onto this axle just makes my heart sing.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Hilarious.
People have been living to work for a very long time, and I think the pandemic brought that moment of reflection for everyone. Hmm. What do I want to do? What makes my heart sing? And people are thinking, if not now, then when?
I'm sorry, this is just so cute.
But with the big quit going on, you know, that's what people are doing. They're trying to find jobs they like better. But anyway, the point here was, and I'd never really thought about this before, but I think it is absolutely true, because so many people aren't married and don't have kids, your job is so much of your life and your worldview and your all your enjoyment. In a way, yes, that has not been true in the past. So in the past, the job did make your heart sing, bolting wheels on an axle or whatever example you just used. Those jobs made your heart sing because you were providing for your family. You got all of the enjoyment that you get, and I know this now that I'm, you know, once I started having kids. I remember talking about this on the air. The role my job plays in my mind completely changed having kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was drudgery, which luckily my job is not, it still would be fine in that I'm providing the home, the clothes, the opportunities, the vacations, all the stuff for my kids. That's what makes my heart sing. The way I get to that is by going to work. And that doesn't exist for so many people. If you're childless and unmarried, your job is your personality. It is where all of your who I am comes from. If you are married and you have kids, you're who I am comes from. What's your number one answer if somebody asks you what you are? I know what it has been for many, many years, and I know what it is for me.
Dad.
I'm a dad. But right. If you're not a dad, your number one answer is...
Now it's my embrace of druidism, because my kids are grown, but...
But if you're not a dad or a mom, your number one answer is probably, I'm a real estate agent, or I'm a computer scientist, or I'm a whatever.
I think there is some truth to that. I also think the younger generations define themselves more by their hobbies and that sort of thing, but...
Which is nice, but I don't think there are any hobbies that give you the full on fulfillment of parenthood that is going to make you keep you going to that job you don't really dig because this is how you afford your kids.
Right. Yeah, I would agree. I had another point. It was kind of a multifaceted and complicated, and I was worried I couldn't keep it in my head, and I was right. I was right to worry.
But it's not a front of mind.
Oh, now I know what it is. Now I know what it is. So I remember at one point our relationship with our radio company in Charlotte, North Carolina went sideways. And we said, this has got to change or we don't want to be here. And they said, it ain't going to change. So we said, all right, fine. And so we were unemployed for a little while. I was mildly concerned about myself, only mildly. I was extremely concerned that I'd let my wife down. And I was horrified that I had two babies with an unemployed dad. Okay, so you look at to what extent is your job, or what do you need out of a job to be happy? And as we've just been discussing, either millennials, Gen Z, whatever you want to call them, or the cross section, they need a job that has values and is doing good in the world, and that I can feel excited about, and the rest of it. I would say if you're childless and unmarried and the rest of it, as you're describing, you have the luxury of looking for that from a job because you are only mildly concerned about whether you'll eat. And honestly, in terms of the social safety net, you're much less concerned than I was back in the early 90s, for instance. I get that. I think you're right. You're right in a different way than you were saying. Yeah, of course you can ask for that, to my mind, fairly silly stuff out of your job. Because you don't need a job for a job in the way which has been true for, folks, the entirety of human history.
Yeah, I don't think, because I'd never heard anybody brought this up in terms of all these conversations about people doing drone work and all these kind of things, and they're not happy with it, and blah, 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 is that your heart sings if you're providing for a family. It sure. Just does. You're clothing your kids. You're seeing them go off to school. They got a new bike for Christmas. You help them with their first car. All that sort of stuff makes your heart sing.
Your sucky job not suck at all.
You don't even think about it because it's providing. You don't think about how sucky your job is in the same way that you think about it if you get none of those other benefits from it. And that's left out of this conversation all the time, I think. Now, there's nothing you can do about that. You can't make people have children. But it definitely plays a different role. The work definitely plays a different role in your life. It plays a completely different role in your life.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have a really interesting couple of interviews with folks from that generation, their attitudes about work. Maybe we can jump into that next hour at some point. I would only say this to some of our younger listeners who hold some of these attitudes. And this is your old Uncle Joe. Who cares for you? Everybody, let's do a little exercise together. Everybody blink at the same time. Ready? One, two, three, blink. Oh, this moment in history is past. That's how long it's going to last that you can be the self-indulgent, picky little... that was sounded condescending.
A little bit.
I apologize. Uncle Joe was a little condescending there. The period in human history where you can be that choosy will be over before it starts.
Yeah, right. And by the way, that conversation I was listening to, one of the people was an economist. He's a famous economist. I don't remember his name right now. Who believes everything that he'd written and thought about being an economist his previous, like, 40 years is wrong because he hasn't factored in all of these other things. It was always, like, very strict wage or benefits, and these are the things. No, it's the feeling of satisfaction providing for your family gives you that isn't measured by economists.
Interesting.
It is interesting. We got a lot more on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Right now, every business is trying to nickel and dime you. How much they can squeeze you to offset their increasing costs, it's a mess.
That's why we love Pure Talk and why we're excited to endorse them. Pure Talk drew the line in the sand and said, stop screwing over the American public.
You can lock in talk, text, and data on America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month, plus get 50% off your first month when you make the switch today.
Just dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty for this special offer. You know, the average family saves over $75 a month.
Yeah, you need another reason? When you choose Pure Talk, you're choosing to support American jobs. You're choosing to support a company whose CEO is a U.S. veteran.
And with Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you will not regret this. Switch to Pure Talk now and save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty. Remember, you'll save 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Armstrong and Getty. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author and star in a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs from Wharton, MIT, and Stanford share a strange concept I call the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollars saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money, call to get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get it completely free, plus 2 hours of bonus behind-the-scenes footage. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay, call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020, 1-800-506-2020.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Find the decor that you might be looking for at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 and the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, which features antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture, tables, chairs, dressers, mirrors, prints, paintings, photographs, framed canvases, sculptures, unique glassware, including vases, punch bowls, and vintage tumblers, goblets, teacups, saucers, and silverware, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 and the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Whether you're squeezing in that last-minute summer vacation, taking the kids back to school shopping, or even back to school, don't forget to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9, or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Why are you coming forward?
All of my life, I've been about finding places where I can go and make a difference. I think Twitter is a critical resource to the entire world. I think it's an extremely important platform.
That's a whistle-blowing fellow who's claiming that Twitter has serious security breaches and needs to be more heavily examined and regulated, blah, blah, blah. We'll talk more about that later on.
He got fired by Twitter, so...
Bitter ex-employee.
Yeah, that's the argument Twitter's making.
Sure. Or did he just keep saying, this is no good, you got to change this, and they told him, shut up, get out.
Right.
Eye of the beholder, maybe. Speaking of tech issues, I found this so interesting. Kevin Roos wrote a piece that was published in the New York Times, but it's entitled, We Need to Talk About How Good AI Is Getting. And one of his points is that that whole discussion of by the year 2035, we'll have to seriously consider whether blah, 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 so we don't end up, say, enslaved by robot overlords and all the precious young people who need to have their hearts sing to take a job. They'll be enslaved by the robots and their organs harvested and vital fluids drained for the use of the aforementioned robot hordes. So a lot of the stuff we talked about won't be really relevant. But that whole by 2035 we better is more like, yeah, probably by the end of next year. People are seeing leaps forward in AI. They give a couple of examples, and this one's just kind of cool and wild. It's this system called DALL-E 2, which is a play on Pixar's WALL-E. If you give it a phrase, it will generate original art representing that. And this writer said, I spent hours thinking up weird, funny, and abstract prompts, like a 3D rendering of a suburban home shaped like a croissant. And an 1850s daguerreotype portrait of Kermit the Frog. And then he featured in the article some that he actually produced, like black and white vintage photograph of a 1920s mobster taking a selfie. And it cranked that out. And it's not like online images. It's an original image created with all those facets. He did another one, a sailboat knitted out of blue yarn. It's perfect. And then, and one of the things he features is he asked for a rendering of infinite joy. And it's this figure whose eyes are reflecting the universe with a smile, and it's original art generated by this computer. Which is just kind of fun and kind of cool. But he says art isn't the only area where AI has been making major strides. Over the past 10 years, a period some artificial intelligence researchers have begun referring to as a golden decade. There's been a wave of progress in many areas. And he just gives a bunch of examples of how it's just leapt forward from the, hey, we programmed a computer to win at the game Go.
Right.
Remember that? That was 5 years ago. That was the big, big story. Now that looks like a joke.
Yeah, well, and it is going to exponentially, like, at a faster speed, increase from here on out.
Yeah, that's what they say. And some of it's kind of great. I mean, like, last year, DeepMind's AlphaFold, an AI system that descended from the Go-playing one, did something truly profound. Using a deep neural network trained to predict the three-dimensional structures of proteins from their one-dimensional amino acid sequences, which is, of course, my hobby, it essentially solved what's known as the protein folding problem, which has vexed molecular biologists for decades and could have enormous value to develop new drugs and vaccines for, well, the rest of the history of mankind.
Yeah, that stuff is fantastic. But if the Chinese or the Russians or whoever use the robots for evil, it ain't going to make any difference. The AI for evil.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yeah, well, that's the tough part. We can regulate it or rein it in or what have you, but Xi Jinping isn't going to feel such an urge to do that. Then he talks about how AI is now cranking out, like, movie reviews and pieces of journalism that you can't tell are cranked out by a computer.
Awesome.
And then they talk about the transformational point where AI is going to eliminate the vast percentage of white-collar jobs.
Right, right.
Accountants, attorneys, logistics managers, whatever, there won't be any need for them. Millions and millions of people unemployed. It'll be great.
The details are out on the so-called student loan forgiveness from Joe Biden's plan. We'll have to talk about that in hour three also. The war in Ukraine's been going on for 6 months. We'll talk to Mike Lyons.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.